Blog Talk Radio.
Your will be done.
Well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edemiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High, yes, again, for the opportunity. Yes, for the opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. These very precious words which the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. For He has told me, yes indeed He has told me, that I have for Him some very important things. I said some very important things for Him to do. And He told me because of what I must do, He told me that yes indeed I'd accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, my brothers and sisters, to destroy. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, even if a whole world believes a lie, if a whole world is deceived, Yah will yet be true. Throughout the course of human history, whenever it has been that men have not considered what the Most High has commanded, or have forgotten, and have not considered what the Most High has commanded, man has been subject to a false faith. In fact, my brothers and sisters, not just subject to a false faith, but walking after much damnation. All manner of confusions, my brothers and sisters, which by no means could appease the Most High. You know, I think about it often because, in fact, I'm just going to tell you, I had a very interesting message earlier today that was deeply ingrained in my thinking. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that all prophecy, and if we are wise, we will give it consideration. All prophecy relates that the Most High, in order to bring His people back, must do more than bring them back physically onto the land. But my brothers and sisters, there must be a return to what is genuinely divine conscience. Man, if he's to be brought back to the Most High, has to be raised in conscience, my brothers and sisters. Beyond the mass of illusions, I said beyond the mass of illusions, that the men among the nations have seemed wise. I can only tell you it's an amazing thing when you stop and consider and really understand. I asked once that the Most High his definition of a fool, and he said anyone who will stand against him. Nobody has any hope, my brothers and sisters, of life whom the Most High himself does not bless. And those who come to him with other than a whole heart, how shall they ever be made whole? One of the ancient definitions of a fool, my brothers and sisters, is someone who only knows what this world by and large is spoken, declared, or even be and still called himself wise enough. I'll give you some examples just to consider. The scripture at 1 Corinthians 3:18. If any man considers himself wise in this world, let him consider himself a fool that he might become wise. What else is it saying, my brothers and sisters, that a man considers himself wise because he knows what is popular after the common mindscape of the people, or what this system, my brothers and sisters, quickly is willing to exalt and call a standard. If man only knows what does not expose the foolishness of this world, the contradictions, the malady, the deceitfulness of this world, if he only knows, my brothers and sisters, what is spoken by those who themselves don't know the greater truth, then man subject only those who speak after the ways of this world, not understanding the great expectation, not understanding the foundation upon which all truth should be considered. Man, not discerning that foundation, my brothers and sisters, what else can he do but lie? Can he save anyone? Can he make any man whole? And if he can't, then what has man done but been complicit with the murderers? Think about it. Man, misleading man, is murderous to man. It's awful, brothers and sisters. We live in a world today that start talking about the deeper things. The most time, people are compelled to say things like, oh, that's the Lord's business. Well, aren't we his people? If we don't dig into the deeper things of the Most High, we are already forewarned in Scripture. If we don't dig to seek the deeper things of him, we have nothing to ground us firmly enough not to be so easily dissuaded. I think about scriptures like Romans 10 through 11. Said man not knowing the righteousness of Yah seeks to establish his own righteousness. That's foolishness. Man not knowing the righteousness of Yah should understand then that since the world and many of those who call themselves leaders could never preach the gospel, I said could never preach the gospel, they never preach what is true of the word of the kingdom, because the word of the kingdom, according to all scripture, is a revelation of divine will beyond all the kingdoms of this earth. The apostle Shaul, they call Paul, said that men, not knowing divine righteousness, sought to establish their own. It's not the gospel, brothers and sisters, not the word of salvation. He told Gentile nations, he said, be not wise in your own conceits. He said that salvation, if you will, is not after the conversation of men, not after the work, the design, seeming wiser to men, but discerning beyond all the multitude of differing standards, seeming to men to be wise. To have discretion beyond that is the gift of Yah. That wisdom, my brothers and sisters, that's the wisdom that proves foolish the wisdom of what seems to be the wisdom of the whole world. I think about scriptures like Isaiah 41st chapter. After talking about 40:27, talking about man's grown weak, indiscriminate, weary in his understanding. But it is Yah who still has power to restore man to strength. Says Messiah comes forth saying, listen to me, O isles, or keep silence before me, O you isles, and hearken to me, O you nation, that my people renew their strength. Let them transcend all the foolishness, the Babylonish double-mindedness, and the contentions, the indiscriminate nature of what is among the nations. I think about scriptures like Isaiah 5. What are those who are wise and prudent in their own sight? Calling evil good and good evil. Not even understand the definition of what is good or what is evil. My brothers and sisters, simply to uphold a standard, deviated or polluted in any way, away from the perfect will of Yah, is evil. One scripture talks about it this way in second chapter. We must escape the pollutions of this world by the knowledge of Yah, meaning that the perception of this world must be something other than what the Most High calls wisdom. A lot of scripture like that, my brothers and sisters. Not just a few. I think often about Such scriptures is over those in Yaakov, James. And it tells us that we're scattered among the nations, lacking wisdom. Or let's just say, left indiscriminate due to the standards of the nations. If we are double-minded, not seeking the pure and perfect will of the Most High, he said, let us not think we receive anything from Yah. Wow. He talks about how we must ask him ultimately, my brothers and sisters, humbly, to a dimension of understanding beyond all debate and doubt. Because debate and doubt is what you already have scattered among the nations under a multitude of differing allegiances. Didn't call it wisdom, my brothers and sisters, is just be subject to whatever the world throws at you. This Babylon throws at you. What else do you think it is scattered among the nations after everybody's differences of opinion? He didn't tell folks, my brothers and sisters, to seek him after the confusions of this world. In fact, the scripture says in 45:15, it says, he did not tell you to seek him in the darkness of the earth. He declares righteousness, the things that are right. Meaning he doesn't declare after partial perception, but pure and perfect perception that his people might be free. Like I said, if you enslaved to a system, well, all you know is what the people tell you. And you don't hear the voice of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, you're indeed a slave. Because quite frankly, this world, what the world calls the status quo, is far, 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 far from reality. I think about it, my brothers and sisters, all the time. He said that righteousness comes by means of what this world calls wise. This false law that's in the rule, the fallen standards of this world, inconsiderate standards and rulerships of this world. See, the Messiah came and gave his life in vain. Meaning that he gave his life so that as a prophet, my brothers and sisters, to speak what others would not. See, a false prophet calls upon the name of the Most High, but never to perform or preach fully what is the will of the Father, leaving people subject to a multitude of false expectations. Therefore, dividing the world against the will of one, picking and choosing like he would, to keep people in the darkness, keep people in bondage, never discerning the greater will of God. And many of the scriptures tell us to be found in that day, to be shocked to find that after this system, they never had any foundation at all. At least that's what's written in Matthew, Matthiah, 7th chapter, relative to Isaiah 28. And I believe it all most certainly to be true. So much prophecy says that when the truth is known, the world's going to find out that it had no foundation at all. Until all the systems of the earth will fall, but men will discern that all that they had called reason had actually been in so many ways grossly irrational. But that's not the kind of thing that the system wants to tell you. That's the kind of thing that men are going to have to find out, oftentimes for themselves. I can only tell you, having heard from the Most High, that there's no question in my mind. I said no question in my mind. That when the light is truly revealed to man, man's going to find out that he indeed for a long time has been in darkness. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, complicit for all the instruments of blindness, even death and destruction, that in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, have permeated the minds of men since the dawn of human fall. That might sound like a hard statement. Some people say, ooh, how could he dare to say that? My brothers and sisters, until we are pure from the perceptions that have wrought so much destruction in this world, we ourselves are still yet destructive. Simply if we compel others not to be much more active toward bringing about change? If we only know the words of a liar, we were made liars too. If we only know the words of those, my brothers and sisters, that lead men astray, then we are complicit in the murder. If we don't know the way that is the light of truth and life, can we help one to live? At the end of the day, my brothers and sisters, till we know, until we transcend what is ordinary worldly conscience, we're very much so still yet in the world. Like I said, not what everybody wants to hear, not everybody wants what everybody wants to consider. The truth is simply what it is. The question I have, my brothers and sisters, how many really have a heart to break free? Really have a heart that if granted opportunity, we would seek to do much better. I think about scriptures like Zephaniah chapter 3. How many of us give consideration that the scriptures are the true remnant of Israel? Scripture said in Zephaniah chapter 3, says it at Revelation, we compare 6:12 through 7:17 to 14:1 through 12 Revelation, that a true remnant of Israel must be brought back from all the pretenses of the nations, all the international illusions of this world. Israel must become a strong people, made wise to speak no lies and do no iniquity. People made strong, having none among us to dissuade, none being easily dissuaded after any manner of harm. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, for till the people is true unto Yah, strong beyond every illusion, knowing how not to lie, the souls of all men are in danger. How shall a man know how not to lie, my brothers and sisters, until he is discerned the truth? How shall he, and think about it this way, the ancient meaning of a lie is that it's a partial perception compelling people to perceive awry. Man only knows how not to lie, my brothers and sisters, when he discerns, in fact, the truth, and not pieces and parts of it. It's pieces and parts of the truth, my brothers and sisters, gets people in so much trouble. It's no partial concept of Messiah is going to deliver men. Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it, so men might no longer be subject to those who dissuade with inconsiderate teachings and standards. But how many of us are willing to understand what it really means to be made true, faithful, and found true? Think about it. The world we live in today, politically, socially, and religiously, is under a multitude of partial standards. And men call them wise simply because they don't know anything more or refuse to know much more than what is declared by the status quo. Well, I talk about something right quickly that's outside the status quo, my brothers and sisters. Most have never known or never considered that the true faith demands that men look forward to the coming of Messiah, who will reveal to mankind a dimension of truth that this whole entire world in so many ways has forgotten or just simply hasn't perceived deeply enough enough to be called steadfast, enough to be called firm, enough to be called, if you will, sealed as eternally faithful. Scripture talks about a refreshing, the times of refreshing and restoration of all things. But my brothers and sisters, not everyone even considers what that means, because he says it's going to bring to remembrance all things, or calls people to attention, my brothers and sisters, with regard to all things spoken by the prophets since the world began. But most are totally turned aside from this because they hear people talk about what they call the new covenant, as if to say the Most High changes every time they come up with a new ideal. Nothing was farther from the truth. Here, my brothers and sisters, says, shall we who we will be called the faithful, having the hope of the righteous one, not look for absolute righteousness? Shall we forget the true children of Israel, my brothers and sisters? Think about this for a minute. The Lord says, the Most High says that he must bring his people back from the midst of all the misconceits of all the nations, that they transcend all distraction, they transcend all pretense, all ill vision, all illusion. You ever stop to consider that what he is saying, that in order to establish a holy kingdom, here's when he says his people must overcome the world. It means they must arrive and attain to a race consciousness, if you will, transcendent all of this world entire. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, transcend all that has been the fallen conscience of man since the dawn of human fall. There's a reason why Messiah said, I said there's a reason, my brothers and sisters, why Messiah said, restore me to the glory that I had with thee before the world was made. We've been talking upon this show about the idea that there's a need to be restored to what Most High declared from the beginning. Did you hear me? To be restored to what the Most High declared from the beginning. Well, you ever stop to consider if we look short of that and seek to exalt anything, any other system that's come as a result of the fall, the result either of man's rebelliousness or blindness? If we seek to exalt anything else, then we exalt sin, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways. Are left to worship a devil, a deviant, something either, well, think about it, my brothers and sisters. Most I said he does not desire the death of the wicked, but that he should turn from his evil way and live. Meaning he does not desire that men be left all their lives in darkness, but some are just too hard-hearted to hear. And I'm regretfully, my brothers and sisters, the society we live in has declared so many diverse allegiances to man, contentions, one against another, they most have never realized that, hey, any man of double-minded contentiousness against the Most High, argumentative spirit against the Most High, self-righteous or selfishly ambitious, or arrogant and so much prideful, ignorant spirit on the part of man, could put man in a position, my brothers and sisters, to never be counted viable or acceptable unto hearing from the Most High. One scripture says we need to seek him, my brothers and sisters, without any doubt or debate. No contentiousness in our heart. Double-minded man said, let him not think he receive anything from the Most High. Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And that means preserve it against all worldliness, even against all the will of the flesh. Messiah was only reiterating in so many ways what he told Abraham. He said, walk before me and be perfect. Be complete, be perfect. Hey, talk about the circumcision as a covenant. Children after the spirit, my brothers and sisters, not after the will of the flesh. He says, if you walk according to the flesh, you will die. If you walk after the spirit, you will live. The spirit of Yahweh, my brothers and sisters, by no means is resistant against the law of the Most High. But men have been told that by the grace of Yahweh, somehow they are favored. While seeking to be justified in lawlessness. Truly insane, my brothers and sisters, that people believe they can mock the Most High and then somehow be called favored for having done so. No one in his right mind, having any wisdom, my brothers and sisters, mocks or ignores what is wise. I can only say that since Israel is called to be a people who speak no lies and do no iniquity, are called to transcend over the course of ages. Will transcend what over the course of ages has been a fallen global race conscience. It's obvious that Israel must have guidance from Yah. Scripture says the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things and bring all things to remembrance. We must become a people humbled of heart, willing to be and accept discipline. How about willing to be disciplined unto reason, common reason, true to the everlasting will of one? So I say, woe therefore to whatever negligent soul is satisfied in the lack of knowledge. Hey, like I said before, that's the ancient definition of a fool. Someone who considers himself wise, knowing only by and large what is accepted to the worldly status quo. Even what is accepted, my brothers and sisters, by those who call themselves wise in their illusions. Think about it. Messiah comes to set men free in that he perceived the truth beyond all the nations. Why do you think the scripture says he comes saying, listen to me, O owls, and hearken to me, O you nations, and keep silence before me, O you owls. And my people renew their strength. He says, kings should shut their mouths because of him, because that was they had not considered, they should be made to consider. Who's going to be ready to believe his report when he rebukes also all the priests who are partial in the law, teaching fallen standards? But those, my brothers and sisters, who know, or should have known, and realized quickly they should have known, and they should have always sought a conscience far transcendent what to this world is ordinary. Because not to seek what is the promise of the Most High from the very beginning. I said not to seek what is the promise of the Most High as he's declared from the beginning. The coming of one righteous who will judge all things according to all things spoken by the prophets since the world began. It's quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, whether wittingly or not, whether man does it wittingly or not, is to worship a devil. Holy Spirit, like I said, seeks to teach all things, bring all things to remembrance. No lie in it. No lie, no partiality, no fallen standard. Every concept, my brothers and sisters, consider it of all else the Most High has said. But there are so many, like I said, my brothers and sisters, amazingly enough, when you start talking about the deeper things of the Most High, the first thing they say, hey, that's the Lord's business. I keep asking the question, are we not his people? Or do we want always it to be that those who truly are not concerned and really don't know and aren't striving to know, aren't striving even to help, will we put what taught in this world concerning the Most High in the hands of devilish others? Because that's exactly what we do, my brothers and sisters, till we seek to become much more aware. I find it a shame, my brothers and sisters, there's so many out here, my brothers and sisters, hey, politically, socially, religiously, hey, call themselves by all kind of different titles, glorifying themselves. But what they dare to tell you, the Messiah is going to come and reprove them all, and that in some way he's going to find them all at fault. Hey, I've been hearing people talk about folks being cherry pickers a lot lately today. A lot lately in the last few, well, in the last few days. People picking out whatever seems to be true to their own ideals. My brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you again, either man seeks for the whole truth or he still worships the devil. Either man seeks for the whole truth, my brothers and sisters, or he catches himself and others in a snare. I heard directly from the Most High, my brothers and sisters, today, this very same concept that I've just been talking to you about, that his people must indeed transcend all that has been counted in this world to be wise after the mindset of men who have been, over the course of ages, so inconsiderate after so many divisions. Israel is expected to exceed the misconceits of the whole world. And the only way that's possible, is that when we pursue wisdom, like the scripture says, we ask him. If we only know what the TV is saying, what the radio is saying, hey, what most folks say over here on Blog Talk will really, ain't looking to be called wise after the status quo. If that's all we know, then we are indeed quite blind. Somebody said the revolution won't be televised. Oh, I beg to differ. And that There'll be a lot about the revolution that will be televised, my brothers and sisters, but do you really think they're going to be so quick to tell you what's necessary in concert of revelation that you might not fall in the revolution? You better have some contact from above, is what I'm telling you. You better have the ability, my brothers and sisters, to ask the Most High a question and get an answer, because you come to Him with a right heart and you become practiced at the idea with a strong dimension of humility. Because I got news for you. I was taking a little bit outside my body today in the midst of a meditation. And I'm going to tell you something. Most High is very, very, very evident to me that whoever it is that is telling people that by and large what has been kind of acceptable in this world, telling them that is worship of Him, is in a lot of trouble. Wow, what did I say? Most High, I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, He hears the thoughts of men. And He hears much more than what people say. He discerns their hearts. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, He's seeing something other than a genuine intent in the hearts of men, let alone the idea about so many doctrines being taught way, way out of context. And a whole lot of doctrines, my brothers and sisters, that are being taught, in fact, have no grounding in Him or His Spirit or anything from Him at all. But men are compelled, people oftentimes are willing to pay folks to teach them and tell them that everything's all right when it's far, far, far from it. And the only way the Most High can snap a lot of people out of this is that He's going to have to get rid of the liars. But my brothers and sisters, it's going to be rough for a lot of people, both top and bottom. Like one scripture says, as with the priests, also with the people. Well, guess what? There's a lot of folks who want to believe these false rulers and priests and rabbis and elders and presidents and kings. Compromise so much so in their endeavors. The Most High is not pleased with any of it. I'm going to tell you that now. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? He's not pleased with any of it. And all the ancients knew and prophesied of a day the Messiah would come so that man might hear again that which the Most High is pleased. Did you hear me? I said that men might hear that with which the Most High is pleased, that men might have an opportunity to be redeemed from this world of misconceits. That's exactly what's said in Malachi. It says, restore righteousness as of old, pleasing as in former years. What it sounds like, if you think about it, it means that the Most High wasn't pleased with what was before. Isaiah 59 makes that plain. It says people didn't even know the way of peace. Didn't know how to seek Yah Himself without the constraints, if you will, of somebody's distraction, somebody's lies. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, I don't know how I can tell you what it feels like when the Most High Himself says directly upon your heart and directly in your ears that I'm just going to tell you. I felt it, my brothers and sisters, His rage against the people who are out here telling people that they are wise and don't know squat. He's quite angry, my brothers and sisters. He's by no means pleased with those who tell folks that they are pleasing and appeasing to the Most High. And the fact of the matter, if you were to tell these same people the truth today, they wouldn't recognize the voice of the Most High, the word of truth at all. In fact, what they do most often is reject and balk against it. Most High is not pleased with that at all, my brothers and sisters. He said you don't put any false god or any god before Him or any fallen standard ahead of him. That's exactly what the rulers of this earth and their ignorance have done. Most people, if you told them what the prophecies really say about how Messiah shall appear, scriptures like the Secret City Prophecies, find it on my website. If you told them all the titles that Messiah has in scripture, that they might put it all together and understand what he really comes to do, what it was prophesied from the beginning that he would be all about. If you told people, a lot of people about that, the first thing is they have a new covenant. Heaven help us. Everybody's got a new covenant to declare their own will. And they wouldn't be willing to listen because they want to cherry pick again. Pick what seems wise in their own hearts to appease their own idea of what comforts them. My brothers and sisters, it's not going to fly the day Messiah appears. I can only tell you that I definitely sensed whoever it is out here that either by his negligence, lack of diligence, just won't open his mouth when he sees great depravity being taught out here, or who won't seek the truth to know how not to be a complicit partaker with this depravity. Most High is not pleased, my brothers and sisters. He gave his son to the world, who gave his very life that men know to be diligent for, a standard far greater than what is the ordinary. But men have turned around and twisted it entirely different, as if to say the Most High is pleased with whatever it is that people are satisfied with after all the fallen political, social, national, pseudo-religious institutionality that has divided this world since the fall. And men have actually believed that was the grace and the favor of the Most High, that the world becomes all the more and more confused every day. I can't speak to you with words to make you feel, but Lord, let me feel today, taking me outside, like I said, for a moment, my spirit outside my body. To hear and sense him outside of anything that would be ordinary, what you might call worldly distraction in any way. But I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, he's not pleased that when he seeks to speak, people are not willing to listen. He's not pleased that those who put misimaginations in people's heads so that when he speaks, they don't recognize his voice. And sadly, my brothers and sisters, there's a lot of folks who, either through a lack of diligence or hardness of heart, or desire to establish their own identity rather than seek his, have just simply been left blind, deaf, and dumb. Because the Most High knows as long as they are double-minded, seeking a pluralist sense of identity that can never be true to his, they can never earn, if you will, the seal of approval that is his name, because they will always be the children of another. Because they just simply didn't understand there's only one identity, only one life, one salvation, one consummate truth. I wish I could make you feel it, to understand what I'm talking about here now. ₹45,000 denominations in the world today, 33,000 in the country, all declaring a story like they want to tell it, and then even in the midst of these institutions, people still saying something different, and daring to call themselves his people. Not even anticipating, by and large, being one day greatly reproved, therefore showing no respect for Yah at all. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the prophet comes to speak with others, whatnot. I'm going to tell you right Now, if you're expecting such things, Messiah coming popping out of the sky, that's not the way he initially appears to the earth. If they never told you about the secret city prophets, they never told you who Messiah is and all the titles that he carries in the scriptures, that you might have a much more complete concept of the Savior, so you might have a much more complete concept of salvation. They didn't tell you that you need to seek all these things, my brothers and sisters, in order to gain the seal of approval, or even for that matter, discern beyond being such a big fool. If they didn't tell you that, they didn't care anything about you, my brothers and sisters, because guess what? The fear of Yah wasn't even in their hearts. For all their ranting and raving and hollering and screaming and whatever else they do. They didn't tell you about that, my brothers and sisters. They didn't tell you that the law of the Most High is much more than what you read on a printed page. If they told you, my brothers and sisters, somehow that you would enter the Holy Kingdom according to the vanities of any man, or they made you believe that all these diverse standards somehow could still be called viable, they cheated you out of the opportunity to ever enter the kingdom of Yah. Remember what I just said? Messiah had to come to reprove them all, that men finally be raised in conscience sufficiently enough. What else am I saying but that every single one of these institutions is destroying men? Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Damning souls left and right. They didn't tell you to look for what is true to all things. And they caused so many to be complicit, to think themselves wise, knowing far less than what is necessary. Most High told me once, say, until I see everything he has declared come to pass, keep looking. And it compelled me to look for everything that he says must come to pass. I didn't say what I thought is, but what he says must come to pass. Anyone who would do otherwise, my brothers and sisters, doesn't have the kind of respect for Yah necessary to realize the need to do so. Like I said, my brothers and sisters, if you don't know beyond the partial standards that make the lie, it's because you yourself lie either advertently, or unwittingly. Not knowing how to declare truth, my brothers and sisters, that will get people out of the pits of death is the only leave them easily beguiled to continue to walk along such deadly paths. Just the way it is, my brothers and sisters, just the way it is. My petitions, since hearing what I heard today, in fact, I've been petitioning all along. I've been petitioning for many years now. I wish it was easier for people to catch on to this, because it's not the kind of thing everybody wants to hear. But dare men believe that the Most High can be pleased with all these corruptions? They believe he can be pleased with all this neglect. Do they believe he can be pleased, my brothers and sisters, creating idols simply because they don't know the truth and won't seek enough of the truth not to be idolatrous or presumptuous? Do they really believe that that attitude is going to restore covenant? He said we ought to love him with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might. I said we ought to love him with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might. Does man believe that in transgression or irreverence or disrespect for that covenant upon which the entire hope of life stands, that man is still found worthy? Is that what men want to believe? That too is treacherous, my brothers and sisters, in Titus, or robbery. Our damn men say the Most High doesn't know what love is. I keep telling you, my brothers and sisters, what they call agape love is actually hate in disguise, because it can't love the absolute will of Yah. And it seeks to find some kind of witchy way to applaud and to sanction and even to flatter so much, my brothers and sisters, of that which is only insanity. No soundness in it. No willingness to consider all things. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that the time which man is going to be allowed to play around with these things is growing very, very short. I tell you to check out the articles on my website, hiddengospel.com. Articles like Secret City Prophecies, articles like Early Church Origin, 4 centuries of tribulation, Remember the Promise. That and so much of what you might hear on this show in the archives. Promise, my brothers and sisters, you need it all. The Most High is expecting of people. He's expecting of his people to not be so sedentary in their thoughts. And then put it this way, seeing the contradictions that exist in the world, his people should have a lot more concern for what's necessary to fix it. Asking Yah for that plan that he calls salvation and solution. Because until a man is willing to look beyond those who destroy, he will never learn how to heal. Some of you know you listen to this show on a regular basis. And there are times I can really start hitting on a lot of topics. A lot of very powerful ideas and cross-references very, very swiftly. But I can only tell you this. I'm not going to go through a whole lot tonight. In fact, I'm going to make it a little bit easier. But I'm just simply tell you this. Messiah is called the Messianic Interpreter of the Law. Why must a Messianic Interpreter come? Think about how many different ways men have chosen to interpret all kinds of Scripture. When the Messiah comes, the Messianic Interpreter, the Anointed Interpreter, who will discern and declare the meaning of all these things spoken by the prophets since the world began, because all the prophets spoke by the Spirit of Yah that was the Spirit of the Messiah that was in them. The Messiah comes to declare the real meaning of his words. Who's going to be willing to hear it? All humanity, my brothers and sisters, sin and falling short of the glory. So faith has to come by hearing a word from Yah. A word from Yah, my brothers and sisters, even Messiah coming to declare an absolute, has to be brought to bear to cast out all the confusion of false prophets. We declare alternate perception as if it were vision. Compel people to trust and allegiance to fallen, false, foolish expectations. For all this reason, there has to come a Messianic Interpreter of the Law. How dare men say that they're not subject to divine law and absolute interpretation or understanding of it? How dare men say that without a foundation, my brothers and sisters, that they are wise? How dare men say, only knowing all the fractured ideas declared by men, my brothers and sisters, that they have discerned the grace and the gift and the favor of Yah? How dare men, my brothers and sisters, say that not knowing the word as it is, and as it was declared from the beginning in all things, that men have not lied? The Apostle Shaul said, I know nothing which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this. My judge is the Lord. So let us therefore not consider ourselves so wise until he comes to reveal the hidden things of darkness. Then shall every man, he said, then shall every man ultimately know how to praise Yah, him who is pure and perfect in all things, that he declares true to the Spirit of the Most High. If that's not what men are looking for, if they're looking for a Messiah to come and flatter them and sanction them, having listened to a lie and believed a lie and called it godliness, you've got another thing coming, whoever you are. Because I can only tell you that since the dawn of human fall, the world's grown deeper and deeper and all more depraved in its conscience. With every new social, political, sort of religious division and allegiance that men are dared to call wise and compelled others to trust in. This global homogenization of vanities, my brothers and sisters, will have to cease. It's the only way man is going to be free. I dare say, my brothers and sisters, whoever will stand in the way, who won't seek the truth, who can only lie, who won't seek from the Most High His word, that they can speak it. Whoever it is, my brothers and sisters, that believes that he is wise because he can tell you what somebody on TV said and what you find in a magazine or a newspaper or over the radio. Whoever my brothers and sisters thinks he's wise just because he's heard that, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, even if you hear one like myself, who has seen much more than ordinary, and I'm not bragging when I say that. I'm not being self-exalting when I say that either, because I know I wouldn't see a daggum thing unless the Lord opened my eyes. That's the Most High opened my eyes. Still won't understand the depth of what I'm saying, my brothers and sisters, until he reaches out and touches you and shows you the meaning. All the prophets spoke about the Spirit of Yah that was in them. And I tell people right now, in order to understand a prophet, you have to be a prophet. To discern beyond the false prophets, my brothers and sisters, you have to be a prophet. But the scripture says plainly that to gain that spirit, you have to also be obedient and seeking all things unto Yah to be constant. Not presumptuous at any time, just seeking to impress people. In fact, quite frankly, the scripture says that we're scattered among the nations. We come loose with our tongues, complicit with whatever seems to comfort and flatter the foolish. We condemn ourselves, and we, according to Hebrews, insult the Most High Himself, insult Messiah, and even the Holy One, Father. I've seen a kingdom, my brothers and sisters, that rejoices in the truth. I've seen a kingdom, my brothers and sisters, where everyone there only wants to see everyone else nourished in the pure, perfect truth, and all understand who is the truth, and all having a great love for him. I've seen it. I pray that others, my brothers and sisters, see and feel it. To know not to turn against it in any way. And that they might finally know that only with the love, every fabric, every part of the fiber of their being desires for that truth, will they be in all things healed, in all things made whole, in all things, my brothers and sisters, worthy to be called by His name. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, Ben Edom Yah, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. To His praise always, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High for every year that He brings near. To His praise always, in preparation for the upcoming Shabbat. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again.
You got no words to change, but your life. Thank you.